We're going to turn to Florida now, where, of course, many are watching the presidential race very, very closely. But there are also some important state races unfolding there with some interesting twists. Joining us now is Roger Austin, an independent political consultant. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very well. And yourself?
We're doing great down here. It's always good in Gainesville, home of the Florida Gators.
You had to get that in there, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Listen, in the state
Absolutely.
Of Florida, there are two very powerful state senators up for re-election. Let's listen to a bit of a campaign ad for one of them. This is for J.D. Alexander.
We're facing challenges today that have all of us concerned and talking. But far too often, politicians do too much talking and very little doing. That's not my style.
Roger, what's missing from that?
Well, apparently, what's missing is the word reelect. I got a call a week or so ago from a reporter down here asking about a trend that I just started noticing myself of some incumbent politicians who are the only ones who are allowed to use the word reelect by law, and some of them are leaving that out of their campaign literature and, I guess, commercials. They're just not saying re-elect, they're saying elect me.
Let's listen to Jeff Atwaters. He's another very powerful state legislator there in Florida. Here's his ad.
I spent a lifetime helping Floridians, looking for a break. I'm not about to stop now.
Senator Jeff Atwater, the change we're looking for.
Now, these two politicians combined have spent 18 years in Austin. Is there a sense here that in Jeff Atwater's ad that perhaps there's an Obama influence talking about change? He's been in office a long time.
Well, actually, Atwater's only been there, I'd say maybe 2000 or 2002, but he is about to become the Senate president, so he's a pretty powerful senator down here in the state of Florida.
Well, let's talk about that trend. Not using the word reelect, not using the word incumbent. Dirty words? What's wrong with them?
Well, I don't know that anything's wrong with them, but the political environment this year isn't particularly good, and especially for incumbents. Republicans everywhere are also having some problems, but the Republican brand's a little tarnished. The incumbent brand is a little tarnished. And I guess incumbents everywhere running for re-election are feeling a little bit of heat in the political environment we're running in.
How do you make an argument for change if you're the incumbent? I mean, I changed, so then therefore Florida will change. I mean, you can't be an agent for change if you're the incumbent.
Oh, sure you can.
How?
I think politicians of all stripes are kind of in the business of getting reelected, so they want to go ahead and get out in front of what's already coming their way. I think, last year when the various presidential campaigns were having to frame their arguments and their campaigns for this year, I guess the two best examples of that were Hillary and Obama. And Obama chose the change thing because he probably couldn't use the experience thing. Hillary used the experience thing. And it ended up, as this year has played out, change was the big issue this year. And you're seeing politicians of new politicians, old politicians, Republican politicians, Democrat politicians all wanting to get on the change bandwagon because that's the, the flavor of the year this year.
But Roger,
you sound so cynical. So it's just a question of rearranging the Scrabble words on the board?
I wouldn't say it exactly like that, but I'm not trying to be cynical so much as perhaps realistic that politicians and those seeking public office are in the game to win.
Well, do you think Jeff Atwater here, just listening to that ad, do you think he's trying to leave the impression that he actually isn't the incumbent, that he actually is a new politician coming from somewhere else?
Or even better yet, not a Republican but a Democrat?
I don't know about the latter, but I think if you walk away with that impression that he is not the incumbent, he probably wouldn't mind. Although in the ad he does say Senator Atwater,
right.
So if you put two and two together, you can figure it out. But by law down here in Florida, you've got to put your party affiliation. Under the federal law, I don't think you have to do that. But in Florida, you have to put your party affiliation on every ad.
It's all about branding.
That you do.
We've got about a minute left, but you've got a moral of this story. You think the public is just simply mad at all politicians, regardless of their stripes?
Absolutely. Voters everywhere are upset at politicians. And I think there's just a general sense among the voters that politicians of all stripes overspend, overpromise, and underdeliver, and don't always tell the truth. And so they're very suspicious. And the polling that I've done all around the state of Florida, we asked kind of the right track, wrong track question, and a job performance question on whether it's a legislature, a county commission, a school board, you know, whatever body it is.
Right.
And voters are upset.
They're upset. Roger Austin. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. We're going to have to leave it there.
All right. Thanks, John. Thank
voters
you,
are
Thanks,
upset. Roger Austin, political consultant, an independent political consultant in Florida. Thanks so much for your time.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.